Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us as he does at this time every week is resident quizzer Mike Nothnagel. Mike, it's our first show of October.
How are you?
It's baseball playoff time. It's Friday night. I'm excited. But before we can do this week's show, let's clear up the challenge from last time.
I said, start with the name Stevie Wonder. Rearrange the letters to spell a five-letter word for a thing you use to cook with, and a two-word phrase for a liquid you might cook with. What are they? Well, they are a stove and red wine.
Ah.
All right, Ian, on October 5th, 1962, Dr. No, the first film in the James Bond series, was released. Based on the 1958 Ian Fleming novel, the film sees Bond travel to Jamaica to thwart Dr. No's plans to disrupt a space launch. While Dr. No was the first Bond film produced, it was not the first James Bond novel. It was preceded by five other novels, all of which were eventually adapted for the screen. To commemorate the release of Dr. No, we're going to play a game of categories. I'll give you a category, and you come up with things in that category that start with the letters D, R, N, and O.
Huh. Okay.
We'll start with hopefully a relatively easy one. Major League Baseball team nicknames.
Diamondbacks, Rockies, Nats, Orioles.
Very good. There are some other Ds, the Dodgers, and there's a lot of other Rs. The Nationals is the only N, the Orioles is the only O. And I was thinking about making this category teams that have or haven't won the World Series, but since the Orioles have and the Nationals haven't, you can't have both in the same category.
And none of that will change this year.
Words in the Star-Spangled Banner.
Oh.
I will give you that one because I like you, but can you come up with a better one for that one just so it's not the actual letter?
How about or?
Or, yes, is good.
Now I'm trying to sing to myself. Dawn. Dawns.
Yep.
Ramparts.
Ramparts. The other R's are red and rockets. And there's only one N.
Night.
Night is right. Yep. Very good.
I did have to sing it. I couldn't get there any other way.
All right. Your next category is U.S. state capitals.
Okay. Dover?
Yeah. Dover, Delaware. Very good. Also Denver and Des Moines works.
Richmond, Virginia.
Yep, or Raleigh, North Carolina. There's only one N. When you get it, I bet it'll be music to your ears.
Nashville?
Yep, Nashville, Tennessee. And there are two O's. The other one has the name of the state in it.
Oh, Oklahoma City. Duh.
Yep, or Olympia, Washington is the other one. And as a bonus fact, Dover, Delaware, one of the D's, is the longest-serving current state capital, and Oklahoma City, one of the O's, is the shortest-serving current state capital. All right, your next category, last names of best actor winners since 1990.
Uh-oh. Day-Lewis?
Yes, Day-Lewis is very good. Also DiCaprio or Dujardin, Jean Dujardin from The Artist. Yep, good.
Did Mark Ruffalo win?
No.
Jeffrey Rush.
Yes. The other one is, the more recent one is Eddie Redmayne.
Yep. One of them was last year, right? Gary Oldman.
That's correct. If you had to guess a person whose last name began with N that might have won a Best Actor Oscar, this is not a bad guess.
So, Jack Nicholson?
Jack Nicholson is correct, yeah. Now that you know that, you know what the movie was?
As good as it gets.
Yep. All right, and finally, branches of medicine that end in ology.
Oncology?
Oncology is good. Also, ophthalmology, and one of my favorite words to say, otorhinolaryngology.
Rheumatology? Is that a thing?
Rheumatology, very good, right? Radiology also works. It's more of a diagnostic, but it's a medicine branch, so we'll count it.
Okay. Dermatology.
Dermatology is good.
The obvious one would be neurology.
Neurology is the one that I had too, yeah. How well did you do? Quiz at wamc.org.
Or you can visit wamc.org/anyquestions and see if you can pierce any of the following extra credits or this week's challenge. Mike?
Start with the word categories. Rearrange the letters to spell two words, three letters, and seven letters, that each name something you might wear to a formal event. What are the words?
Mike Nothnagel's Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, and other outlets. Mike, I'll get to work on that challenge, and we'll be back at this same time next week.
We'll see you then.